This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado will have a new office in the Department of Agriculture focused on drought and climate resilience. Governor Polis plans to sign a state house bill creating the new office into law today. The office may provide incentives and technical assistance to help farmers and ranchers prepare for drought and adapt to changes in the climate. And Estes Park Hospital needs upgrades to its emergency medical services that it can't afford. Estes Park Health provides care for people who need help on the east side of the Rocky Mountain National Park. The park recently upgraded its communication system, but it couldn't pay $31,000 to keep its radios compatible. Kevin Mullen directs the hospital's fundraising efforts.
In a small rural hospital, there's just never enough dollars to do all the things that need to be done.
Right now, EMS workers have to borrow radios from volunteer firefighters in order to contact the park directly. Mullen says the hospital had to lay off workers early on in the pandemic due to budget issues. The drought continues to cut Colorado nearly in half. From Boulder and Clear Creek counties to the Front Range and farther east, the state is nearly drought-free. But to the west, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows extreme drought in Grand and Gunnison counties. Researchers there say conditions aren't normally seen until July or August. In Grand Junction, it's 76 degrees. There's a 50-50 chance for thunderstorms this evening and another chance for storms tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News.